And the United States government says it's getting out of the banking business. The Treasury Department said yesterday it plans to sell billions of Citigroup shares it bought during the financial crisis. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
Thanks to the financial crisis, the U.S. Treasury owns about 27% of Citigroup's common shares. But it's not like the government can sell them off all at once.
It put a lot of pressure on the stock.
Paul Miller is managing director at FBR Capital Markets. He expects it will take Treasury about a year to sell its Citi stock, a little bit at a time.
This is the best way to leak it out. And if the market can maintain its levels, you can get out of it at roughly $4, maybe a little bit below $4, which would be, you know, a big profit for the government.
The government got its Citi stock at $3.25 a share. So multiply the difference by $7.7 billion and...
it would be an amount you would notice in your checkbook.
Karen Shaw Petru is managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics. She says Treasury isn't like your typical investor looking to maximize returns.
Treasury wants to get a decent return for the taxpayer, but its primary goal is to get out, and that should be its primary goal.
Of course, returning a little extra money to the taxpayers doesn't hurt either. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.